is back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, from each and every single corner of the world, hope everything is just fine with you. Whatever you're doing, driving your car, walking on your feet, going back to home after a long day, or just resting at home, I welcome your entrance to an extraordinary zone. You're hearing me from IRB English Radio. Get ready to fly with us in the realm of reality with a new episode of your program, Back to Reality. This is Asma at your service as your host, and here with me I have two very dear guests, Sister Zainab and Brother Habib. Very happy to have you both in here.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm also happy to be with you always.
Yes,
everywhere.
I'm always glad to be with you.
And alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me on board.
Yes, thank you for being here. Welcome to your program. Well, today we're going to talk about a very crucial issue, which is so evident these days. We feel that there is a need to be distracted from the modern life, right? Modern life has made us so tired, isn't it?
Yes, and anyone wants proof, just go ahead and look a picture of my face. That's the best proof. Nothing else. Really, just that. Look at my schedule. Go ahead and see.
Yes, modern life has got many advantages for us, but at the same time, it has brought so much of...
stress with it.
Yes, stress. So much of pressure. You feel like you have to go and run with the currents, but there is nothing after it. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. The more we think that the modern life has made us... the advancement has came and it has made our lives easier, the more tougher it has made. We have less picnics with our families. Yeah. We have less time with for our loved mm-hmm. ones. We hardly see the smile of our kids around. We hardly see the smile of the parents.
We don't notice the little things.
Exactly. For example, today we have a social media world wherein I don't think the previous generations...
Which is virtual and we are not enjoying it.
I don't think our parents have any experience of it, or our grandparents have been in this world. Our grandkids, like to the for our grandparents, their grandkids are living in a world which our grandparents do not know. This world is so deep.
And I think our grandparents, they lived happier.
Of course.
And they were more satisfied with their life.
And they were more healthy, you know.
Maybe they didn't have so much of money, but they were happier, healthier.
They didn't have money. I'm sorry to excuse me here. My grandparents had money. I'm very sorry to tell you that.
I mean,
and they had all the free
thing.
Time in the world. You know, it was you wake up in the morning, right?
Yes.
You pray Salat al-Fajr. Then my grandfather would go to the farm. Mm-hmm. And he would, you know, pick up tobacco.
Such a beautiful life to have a farm.
He had chickens and lambs.
Oh my God, that's so good.
That's very beautiful. Then you go back and then you sell. And the cash is available. The costs were low as well. So I think that it's not about, you know, the not having money. I think there's this saying about, which really answers this question, is the saying of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in the book of Tawheed al-Mufaddal Fakir. But there's this concept. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create sleep? You just ask yourself. We call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ar-Rabb. The Lord,
exactly.
The one that arranges everything for us to reach perfection. And one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created night, sleep, is that because human beings are greedy. And when they have the chance, and if they had the chance, like the chance,
we
will not relax on a dollar. We'll keep on running until we are Elon Musk or until we are Jeff Bezos.
There would be no time for refreshing your mind.
Yes, and that is why we see that, I see this on social media, that people who want to be successful must sleep less, sleep 6 hours, sleep 4 hours.
Yes.
No, take your time. I remember Mirza Jawad Tabrizi, one of the great scholars that was available in our times. He was asked, and I was a little boy, and I heard him saying that the most thing that I regret is that I used to stay up at night.
Oh.
Yes. And that really stuck with me because I was sleeping at that time for 4 hours. Now it's 6 hours. It's not any better. But, you know, that really just stuck to me. Like, you feel that. It's not when you're 16, 17, you feel
it. And it's not a common person telling that. It's a scholar.
Yeah.
You know?
You feel that when you're like 30.
Of course,
who's advising people to study as well.
Exactly. Of course, if he had sleepless nights, he had that for studies.
Yes, that is true. We also have this saying from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and Imam Baqir. That state it is unrecommended, makruh, not loved in Islam, not, you know...
Not recommended,
not recommended,
yes.
to stay up at night, unless one of three, reciting the Quran, gaining knowledge, or because it's your wedding night.
Exactly.
One of the three.
All other the three than that, purposes are
go to sleep,
Allah.
Go relax, and really just look at the mental state of people. And I'm certain, I still haven't made my studies yet, because you know I'm not a scientist, but I read. And I've noticed something, that when sleep lessens, the mental health issues grow.
Exactly. If you sleep less, obviously, yes. You are not refreshing your mind. You're just having sleepless nights.
But modernity has brought that into our lives.
No, but in the morning, however, if you sleep late, you wake up late. Mm-hmm. And when you wake up late, you have those headaches. You have those, you know, you wake
up. You're cranky.
Up
you don't have any energy for the world.
Exactly.
Yes.
You start your day with that bad mood.
Yes,
you start
bad
your
mood. So
they become sensitive. I've read this on Reddit, actually. People with mental health issues were asked, you know, on Ask Reddit, what was one of the best things to do or your therapist gave you for your mental health issues. One of them was whenever you feel like sensitive and whatever, go to sleep. Go to sleep. When
yes.
you wake up, and he says that was the best advice ever. Why? Because whenever I feel like sensitive, oh, this person might be sad with me. This person might be, you know, mm-hmm. not happy with me, not satisfied with me. When you go to sleep, you wake up, you're like, all right, who cares?
Maybe if you get enough of a sleep, then you would have a better brain to think and give you some
solutions. A fresh brain, exactly.
Refreshment,
and,
yes.
And we basically have these sleepless nights and we are so much into this modern tech world just because of money. And see how beautiful Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he suggests, Lady Zahra, salamu alayha, he says, if you want barakat in your life, if you want, you know, to have more provision, to have
blessings
and all in your life, then you should do what? Wake up in between time from the Fajr,
yes.
the morning Fajr prayers, mm-hmm. until the sun rises.
Yes.
You know, in this time, just pray to God. Be with God.
Yes, yes.
And your, you know, blessings, you'll get so many blessings. They'll shower on you like anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my mother always says the doors of the sky are open in that time.
Exactly.
The better thing would be like to really just tell people, pray your Maghrib and Asha and then go to sleep.
Yes, that's also another point. But you know, sometimes they have to be awake at night, so they...
Why? Because modern day life is dragging us.
No, sometimes they're writing a book, maybe.
This scholar says, the only thing that mm-hmm. I regret in my life is sleepless nights. And why a scholar will have sleepless nights? Obviously,
you know,
to study.
There is no deny that modern life has changed us.
Of course.
Except that you take me into a place where there is no electricity, where there is no net, and I have to go through my plans. Like
Alhamdulillah, we have so much that in Kashmir. We have
so much that beautiful.
In the Indian occupied
yes.
Kashmir. We have, I mean, we have curfews, we have internet going down, and people get to see each other at least.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere, we'll join you in a minute.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
So let's go back to reality with today's discussion. You know, when we go to travel to some remote places, we understand how beautiful life could be.
Exactly.
If there is no attachments, if there is no net, if there is not much
No attachment to modern life, actually.
Yes, no attachment to modern life.
Yeah.
And
physical beings
jobs
also exist.
And searching for money. What are the other side effects of modern life in your viewpoint?
The stress, that mental, you know, where you're overwhelmed with work.
A pressure you feel?
Yeah. So I feel like sometimes I get so overwhelmed. There's so much to do. People expect so much from you.
Yes.
Especially when you're in the house, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But I'm still optimistic about it. That during, like in 20 years or 40 years, that there will be some kind of, let's say, an academic revolution inside the house. Which really helps
know?
It. And then, you know, really help the other side to come as well.
I think aside from being optimistic, we have to be realistic.
That is true.
Yes.
I cannot deny that. Sorry.
Surrendered.
Yeah, I surrendered. Because really,
yes.
Yeah.
You, Sister Zainab, other side effects that comes to your mind when we talk about modernity?
I think you're losing each and every moment, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Inshiqaq, I guess, tabaqan mm-hmm. and tabak. Time is passing. Every second is passing. Every minute is going. You are in a journey. But he gives us a wake-up call in that surah. Look at your journey. Look at your path. May you not be among the people who receive their book of deeds from the backside. Just mm-hmm. Try to be in this journey that is going on, that's going on in this journey. Be among the people who are going to receive the book of deeds from the right side. We are losing this each and every second that is going, that is passing, without even noticing ourselves. You know, I think the worst thing of it, the worst part of this is it has disconnected us physically.
Mm-hmm.
Disconnected family members physically, disconnected parents, disconnected, I don't know, even husband and wife live under one roof.
Yes,
but at the same time,
they're not together. They have their cell phones in their
hands. Exactly.
And they're not speaking to each other.
Exactly. I think the best way to treat that is to, you know, give more time to your parents. Just throw your phone. When you go to your home, just throw your phone away. Just
that's very hard to do.
Shut down the back at the doorway. If you do that yourself, you can make your partner or you can make your parents or, you know, daughters, sisters, whosoever is in your phone, you can make them shut down your phone. But once you do that yourself, once you do not use yourself, then only you can suggest anyone else in the family, like, let's not do this. Or you have to come up with the recreational ideas yourself.
Yeah.
You have to cook something beautiful and tell them, like, you know, cook something tasty. Tell them, let's go to park and eat it there.
Yes, have some new experiences in your life.
All right. Usually when the husband and the wife are okay with each other, this happens. Usually when there are no problems in life, your ideas are very clear and very good. But the thing is, sometimes people run away from the reality by social media, by going into electricity. It's a way to actually. It's actually a way to run away.
Mm. So instead of running
away from what
problems, they fall into.
So
you know,
what
like,
was your
I'm
question, basically?
My question is that what do these people who are running away from their life? They don't want that physical, you know, environment that they're living in.
You have to get them back to life. That's why
back to reality.
Back to reality.
Yes.
So they listen to the show.
Here we are to bring them back to
back
reality.
To reality. Yeah, that's why we are discussing this here.
I think that sometimes people run away from their, you know, physical life.
Yeah.
Towards the virtual life for this.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
You know, I've heard it a lot, and we've seen this a lot, especially in, you know, like entertainment. The reason why entertainment is so dragging, it's like a magnet, it's because it has that, you know, power to make you forget about your life. It makes you live a, you know, a fake life. Like
Virtual life.
You're supporting a football team.
Yeah.
For 90 minutes, that ball in the middle of the field is your life. If it goes into that net, you're the happiest person in the world. Mm-hmm. If it goes in your net, then you're the worst person in the world. You feel so empty. You feel so, you know, depressed. And we've seen people forget about their sicknesses and their health issues, watching sports, watching entertainment. Some people, you know, listen to music and cry. I'm not telling you guys listen to music. I'm just saying that some people do that. Right. So I think that physical, sometimes, you know, telling people to throw away your phones and run into physical interference might not be the best answer.
Even if you're, you know, gaining so much on the, you know, internet life, the modern life, whatever the stuff you're using, I cannot forget these narrations which say the moment two believers shake their hands, Allah's blessings keep on showering mm-hmm. until they get separated
from
each other.
That's one example. We also have the example of, you know, looking at your wife in a good way, your wife looking at you in a good way, and then, for example, playing with your children.
We don't
whatnot,
have that
whatnot.
Today, you know.
But also, there's this idea that sometimes Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are telling us to do this. It's recommended in Islam, even though we don't like it. We have to keep that in mind. So telling people to throw away their phones, you know, it's not going to be the easiest of things. There are some people who have family members that they don't like, but yet they still continue to have a connection with them. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered that.
Yeah.
So you cannot tell that person who's sitting down in the family gathering, all right, throw your phone, be happy with the family. The person's trying to run away. I think that we should implant it in a different way, in a different manner.
We're talking about the side effects of modernity and the effects that it has brought to our lives. We talked about so many things. We said that we are getting less of a sleep, we're having too much of a stress, and there's so much of pressure. Maybe part of it is virtual and not needed, but it has been imposed to our lives. And you've given us some very cool advices and recommendations. So, thank you for listening to us. Until another session, we bid you farewell. I leave you to the protection of God's never-sleeping eyes.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.